Variety Summer Show.
You know you want to turn it up.
With Jeff Kirkjian, Donnie, and Shannon.
Good morning. It is the Andy Summer Show. We just heard Cody Johnson, his new one, Human. We've got an extra human in the studio with us right now.
That's right.
Yeah, Chris Terrian, thank you so much for being here.
It's great to be here with you guys this morning.
You are so fascinating. I am so fascinated by you. I can't even, it's like taking my breath away. I'm so excited. There's so many things that I want to talk to you about, but
so
Jeff,
glad I came
talk now because I'm like blubbering
any
idiot.
Chance we have a former Flyers defenseman in here, this is really, really neat, and I immediately, you know, I have so many questions for athletes because on my tiniest little level, you know how hard it is to play at the big leagues,
right.
So whether it's baseball, whether it's football, whether it's hockey, and so we were just talking about how ambidextrous you are.
Yeah,
so let's just focus on that for right now. And then we're going to come back and talk about some other things, too.
We got to talk about what the Flyers up to.
Wise,
we got a lot of great stuff, including why you should be out there watching this great team. But I want to talk a little bit about, so go through it. Back in your day, you would shoot with or...
Yeah, well, so, no, I mean, I still do to this day.
Yeah.
I mean, nothing's changed. But, no, I'm completely right-handed. And this happens a lot with hockey players. It's a little bit weird, but... So I'm right-handed. That's my right with my right hand, you know, throw with my right hand. Very dominant hand. But in hockey, I shoot left. Mm-hmm. I golf left. I cannot golf right-handed. I golf left-handed. I favor batting left, but I can switch hit fluidly. It doesn't make too much of a difference. And I kick with my left foot. But I generally do absolutely nothing with my left hand. And I see a lot of that. The part to me that doesn't make sense we were talking was people that actually shoot a puck left in hockey, but then they golf right. I don't understand that because it's the same type of action
right.
with your hands. So, yeah, I mean, it is crazy, but I don't. So I've been told by people over the years that I'm actually left-handed.
Okay.
But I don't. There's no way you can convince me of that.
So I wonder, though, because I went to see a chiropractor once who did this test on me and told me that I was actually left-handed as well, but I was taught to do everything right-handed, so that's why I think that I'm right-handed, right? So I wonder if that's why you're an elite athlete, so your body figures out which way is going to give you the best, you know, the best outcome.
I think
those other things like writing and stuff like that, when you're learning as a child before you kind of develop all those other skills, you just do it as you're taught.
I think it's muscle memory.
Yeah.
To be honest with you, with sports and certain things. Like you can they say that you see parents try to get their kid to, you know, tie their right hand behind their back so they become left-handed. I don't know if that necessarily, I guess it would if you did it when they're really small, but I think everything in your body just kind of works itself out with whatever sport you're playing and whatever your body feels comfortable doing.
So fascinating.
Yeah, my nephew is 2, and we're a big baseball family, and he's already with his little tee and the little plastic ball.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Yeah.
He's already naturally putting the bat on his left shoulder, meaning he's going to swing across as a lefty. And we didn't tell him, hey, go up to bat. We just said, here's the ball, and we would show him how to swing, and he would grab the bat from us and put it on his. So you're like, all right, well.
All right, so we've got so many more things to talk to you about.
Fascinating.
Chris. Yeah, I mean, especially, okay, so we do want to mention this before we go, that you can go get your tickets right now for the carnival, which is coming up this Sunday. From 11 until 3, go to FlyersCharities.com, FlyersCharities.com, to get all the information about that. This is Chris Terrian from the Philadelphia Flyers, former Flyer. And so you're here to talk about the carnival, which is coming up on Sunday. What would you like to say about that before we move on to other things?
I just want people to know, over the years, I'd say the biggest thing with the Flyers, it used to be called the Flyers Wise Karma, now it's Flyers Charities, but, you know, there's been so many, I think that was one of the great links to the community through one sports organization in Philadelphia, and it reverberated through a lot of the different teams and cities I've seen over the years, but that, to me, was a pioneer event. We'd lost track of it a little bit because of COVID sure. and the things that went on. But for me, it was a real special day over and over every year mm-hmm. to connect with the Flyers fans and the community, an opportunity for them to get, a one-on-one time with maybe their favorite player.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something I thought that was really unique in Philadelphia, which has so many unique sports traditions. But I always felt like the Flyers Carnival was the one that really did bind the community to a sports team.
Yeah.
And I'm looking forward to it. I'll be doing Snow the Goalie, which is a podcast I do. I'll be doing some interviews, some player interviews down there. But certainly the atmosphere, I just want to encourage people to get down to the building with your families. It's a really, really great day. Fun for kids, fun for the whole family. And it's good to see it back at the Wells Fargo Center after awesome. A little bit of a
That's going to be amazing. The whole team's going to be there.
Yeah, so it's this Sunday from 11 to 3. You can learn more by visiting flyerscharities.com. Get your tickets there and put it on your schedule to get down there and have a great time. So, Chris Therrien, you are such a fascinating fellow. So we've talked about your ambidextrous. We talked about your athleticism. I want to talk about something a little bit more serious because you wrote a book that came out in October. And I just, I applaud you for the work that you've done on yourself. I applaud you for being so open about it so that other people can learn and be inspired by you. So can you talk about that?
Yeah, addiction. You know, at the end of my career, and I've told the story, I had an addiction to alcohol. And through whether the pressures, whatever it was in your life, and there's a lot of different journeys where people get stuck with addiction. But I realized that, I had kids at the time, and I didn't want to go through life like that. Mm-hmm. I wanted to be someone that was an inspiration to other people, certainly my kids. I didn't welcome them to the earth to have a drunk father. And that's a hard yeah. talk, people hearing that and understanding it. But I'm just blatantly honest about, where I am. I have well over 12 years now of sobriety. And what I'm doing now is I'm totally into the recovery and the addiction community in Philadelphia. I have a place in Fishtown, Pennsylvania Recovery Center. Wow. I work with a lot of the big places, Karen Treatment Center yeah. in Warnersville. There's, Recovery Centers of America. There's a lot of great places, Brookdale and the Poconos. Mm-hmm. But my what I'm doing is basically a liaison. We're currently working on a website called Bundy Recovery, which is a play on my nickname. But, when I started out doing this, just letting people know, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. We do recover. We go live productive lives. We can go on the radio stations. We can share our story. And people, I want people to understand that there is another side of this. And I had a bad problem, but I had to face that demon head on, come out the other side. And where I'm at now, it's my responsibility to be able to get out, listen to what people are struggling with, and be able to try to give back to them and make them understand that it's okay. There is another side of this.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things that that I find interesting to hear for people who are open about their past is the moment you realized you were changing your life right then.
Yeah.
Can you tell us that story? Because I just read about it, and it's really moving, but I feel like people hearing that, this can only help.
Well, for me, it was my kids. I had three little girls, yeah. and at the time, I'd gone through an awful stretch, and it's in the book. I'd lost my sister. I was at Karen Treatment Center 2 weeks later. It was the worst part, time of my life. My career was over. But when I did finally get in, and I realized that, not only did I change my life, I changed the lives of my kids.
Yeah.
Who were the most important thing. I have three girls and a boy. My son's 16. Now he's the youngest of the group. But since that moment, I always felt like there'd been a give back. Like somebody had been watching over for all of us and got paid forward for the right decisions and the right choices I made through the bad ones I'd previously made.
Yeah.
My kids were the ones that reaped the benefit. And when I try to tell people if you're struggling, and people get mixed up sometimes with the higher power and the God calling, to me it's making the right call and doing the right things for yourself so that you can pay it back to the people that are really important.
Mm, yeah.
And that, to me, was my kids. And that's what I do now because I've helped other parents, other people struggling in the same situation, whether it's an individual, maybe someone has a sister or a mother or father. And I very much, I feel very much so that it's my responsibility to help those people and let them know that if you want it, you can have it. And if you think that things have gotten bad in your life, you can have it all back by making the right decision.
Wow.
I know, so good.
I could hear you talk about this journey, and I got to go get the book, Chris Therrien, Road to Redemption, right?
It is, yeah, and it's loaded with hockey stories, some great, great hockey stories. I played here a long time, A lot of people wanted to understand, you know, that 90s, mid-90s, the early 2000s, mm-hmm. some of the runs we were on. It was a polarized time, I think, in Flyers hockey, but one of the best eras in the history of Flyers hockey.
Yeah.
I hear fans all the time like, man, we were just locked to our screens in that era. And,
yeah.
And I don't realize I've been part of some amazing games, some amazing events, and, you know, but this is, you know, that's part of a journey in life.
Yeah.
And what I'm doing now is more meaningful. Playing hockey and pro hockey in Philadelphia was a blessing. It was an accomplishment, but this is more, this is something that's a life-changing decision for myself and for the other people I deal with.
Absolutely. So I know that there's someone listening right now who you are speaking to, who's hearing your message and is like, that's somebody that yes. I feel like I can talk to and who can really help me or help one of my loved ones. How can they get in touch with you and your organization?
So there's lots of different ways. I tell people we will have the Bundy Recovery, I guess we'll call it BundyRecovery.com website. It's being worked on right now. I wish I had it ready to go today. We don't. But in the meantime, people have had can reach out to me on Facebook Messenger, mm-hmm. Twitter Messenger, LinkedIn, and also at BundyRecovery@ChrisTarian.com.
Okay.
BundyRecovery@ChrisTarian.com. And that email gets it out. But when we have the other thing set up, you'll be able to go on, put your name in, what your you know, what ails you, what you're dealing with, and we'll get somebody right on that. If it's not even me myself, most of the time it is. You know, when people call, I like taking control of that situation to see how I can help.
Chris, I seriously can't thank you enough for joining us here on the Andy Summers Show. It has been... We've talked everything from being ambidextrous to the great things the Flyers are doing to now your road to recovery and how you're helping others here in the Philadelphia area. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for joining us. Let's do it again soon.
It's my absolute pleasure, guys.
Okay,
I'd love to.
Before you go, yep. So Bundy Recovery at Chris...
Terrian.com. T-H-E-R-I-E-N.
Okay, so if you text that right now, if you text Bundy to 215-263-6700... we will get that out to you so that you can send Chris a note and be on your way as well. Thank you so much.
God bless you guys. Thanks for having me on.
Good morning. This is the Andy Summers Show.
Wake you up. Gotta wake you up today.
On 92.5 XTU.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.